explain what you're about to watch. I was going through TikTok and I saw Darth was on P-Mars's TikTok talking to some 18-year-old girl about evolution. I started screen recording and I guest requested so I could get in there. He was doing his usual shtick, asking a bunch of loaded questions. Whenever the other person starts talking or asks a question, he just bulldozes over top of them, tries to change the subject, says they're being dishonest. At one point, he screamed at her so loud just because she was trying to ask a question that his microphone clipped. Then eventually I get in there, and so all I'm doing is giving Darth what he deserves. I brought up what he was doing, and the stuff he was saying about evolution was, they were really dumb talking points, so I was going to debunk everything he said too. But I was mostly there just to be like, what is wrong with you? So this video, it's not going to really be very instructive at all. It's really just for entertainment value, giving Gary exactly what he deserves. Unfortunately, I don't know why, but after I stopped screen recording, it didn't save any audio. So I don't have the initial conversation where he's talking to that young woman. I don't have my recording either because I just deleted it. For some reason, P-Mars thought it would be a good idea to upload me dunking on Darth. So you're going to hear the conversation between he and I, the very brief conversation between he and I. And then Darth started his own live stream to cry about me. And so I have a recording of that where you can listen to it. Again, this one's for entertainment purposes only. You are such a miserable old fucking c- you know that, Darth? Just a verbally abusive piece of shit.
Okay, would you like to have an intelligent interaction instead of being vile?
We will have a one-way intelligent interaction because you are so scientifically illiterate. It's insane.
I don't want to have to mute you, but for
you don't have any abusive fucking power over me, you grumpy ass old fuck.
Listen, if you want to have an intelligent, mature disagreement, I'll be glad to have it with you. But if
should I scream into the microphone like you did? Who's the intelligent, mature one, Darth?
Do you want to have an intelligent?
Did you scream into your microphone so loud that the sound clipped out?
Do you?
If you don't answer my question.
Okay, so here we go again. This is Planet Peterson embarrassing himself again. Okay, now, do you want to have an intelligent discussion and disagreement? Yes or no? Now, if you
you're incapable of that, but we will have a one-way intelligent conversation about evolution because you don't know anything.
Okay. How do you overcome the combinatorial problem?
The combinatorial problem about the odds of the random mutations. I'm still talking, you fucking dumb shit. The combinatorial problem. The combinatorial problem is that random genetic changes could not accumulate.
Okay, I just muted your microphone. If you're going to continue to be profane and vile with me, you'll be removed. Okay? So,
natural selection is the answer.
Okay.
I just gave you the answer. It's natural selection. You somehow forgot that that's how evolution works.
Okay. Okay, what comes first, random variation or natural selection?
Random variation.
Okay, so what are the odds of an ordinary protein forming by random variation?
That's not how evolution works, and you know
That's not an answer to my question.
Your question is invalid because you're stupid.
What are the building blocks of the coding sequences for a protein? So he's just doing shtick here. Now, I'm going to keep on muting you unless you act.
The answer
like
is amino acids.
Okay. Now, how many amino acids does it take in a polymer to form an average protein?
Today, I don't know the number. It's probably big, but if life evolves, then that means the proteins in the past were shorter than the proteins of today.
Can you give me a ballpark figure? A ballpark figure of what how many amino acids does it take to form a protein? Just a ballpark figure.
I'll give you an answer in just a moment here.
No, I didn't ask you to look it up. You claim you know this stuff, so you're looking it up. So you just embarrassed
yourself.
A couple hundred.
Right. Yeah, because rote memorization is the same thing as intelligence. Okay. You are so fucking dumb. It's so embarrassing.
All right. Listen to me. I'm gonna give you one final warning. If you persist in being vile, profane.
If you
and
persist in
insulting.
Being scientifically illiterate, I'm going to.
Okay. You can do your shtick all you want. Now I'm going to say this for your benefit and the audience. Okay, I would rather not mute you and kick you, but if you're going to continue to be abusive and vile, I will. Now, what are the odds? Do you have any idea what the statistical odds in random variation? Okay. Okay. Do you know in the DNA code, what are the units that code for amino acids?
So to be clear, do you know the combinatorial problem? I start answering it. Oh, what about how many amino acids does it take to build a...
Okay. All right. You are grossly embarrassing yourself to the audience. Now, what are
You have switched the topic three times. Three times.
Okay. Okay. Now, I'm warning you, I don't want to have to...
You have switched the topic three times.
Okay, no, I'm telling you, if you don't...
Scientifically illiterate, grumpy, old...
Okay, here we go. If I'm telling you, final warning, if you don't become...
Old cunt. Dumbass, old cunt. Scientifically illiterate...
Because I dare to criticize his ineptitude from my point of view.
Bill Peterson, he's decided to join us now.
You changed the subject five times, Gary. You don't know what you're talking about. Combinatorial problem. I addressed it. Then you go, do you know how many amino acids it takes to make a protein? I addressed it. Then you go, do you know what DNA is even made of? And you kept... bulldozing and muting at every opportunity. Okay. If you actually want to discuss this in a scientific, structured way, I go live in 30 minutes so you can show up and we can,
well,
everybody can see
time,
how fucking stupid you are.
The last time I showed up on your stream, you were nonetheless abusive. Now, can you explain to me what...
Gary, okay. You screamed into your microphone until it
rude,
clipped.
You're going to act crazy again. I'll mute you every time. Now, please stop being rude.
You screamed at an 18-year-old girl until your microphone clipped. You screamed at a young girl until your microphone clipped. Don't tell me about being unhinged, you 87-year-old grumpy fuck.
Square circles or something like that, and like if I make up my own god, then I can make up my own presuppositions.
Yeah, I'm not trying to be mean, but he was completely inept and still is inept at debating metaphysics.
Well, I'm just curious, how did you combat that argument?
There's no argument there, because he doesn't have a defensible worldview to ground propositional declarations.
Gotcha. Could you expand on that?
Yeah, in order to predicate, in order to invoke statements and propositions that entail actuality and consequential intelligibility, it's going to have to be in virtue of a identifiable and defensible worldview. Mm-hmm. He doesn't have an identifiable defensible worldview. Therefore, what he spouts is all based upon
himself,
a regress terminating in I don't know.
Gotcha. Okay.
And that's why when you ask people like him certain metaphysical questions that they know it's going to reach a dead end for them, they dodge, okay? They prevaricate, they obfuscate, and they rabbit trail, and then they resort to being uncooperative. Planet Fiasco Peterson has no identifiable and defensible model of reality. He is completely inept at not only defending, let alone articulating metaphysics. He just appeared on a stream where I was at, and he got routed on a discussion about the viability of random mutation and random variation being able to accrue into ever increasing functional biological information. He didn't even understand what the odds are of mutations producing the coding sequences for one protein.
Yeah, that's funny. Oh, go ahead.
He was a total, and he's crazy enough that he uploaded the last video, right? He's crazy enough. Because what he should have buried that. He should never have uploaded that, because he made himself look not only inept, but he made himself look like a psycho. This video is even vastly more worse than the first video. And that's going to be, he will probably upload that to his channel probably, I would probably say maybe in the next 48, maybe 72 hours. But It's also going to appear on the Precep _ P Mars channel probably within 48 to 72 hours. And when you watch this video, it is jaw dropping for two reasons. One, his absolute psycho behavior, and number two, his complete ineptitude when he momentarily stopped to pretend like he was going to talk like an intelligent person. He got completely routed. And another mistake that he made was he tried to make an equivalence to his unhinged behavior to say that that's the equivalent when I get angry and raise my voice at somebody. It's a total false equivalence because I'm not doing this out of revenge or to put on a show or stick. When I get angry and raise my voice and when I interrupt people, it's because they're being completely uncooperative, completely evasive and deceptive. I don't get angry with people when they merely disagree. But when people are clearly showcasing that they're filibustering, they're lying, they're being evasive, they're ignoring what I'm saying without having a cogent response. I don't even have to agree with the response as long as it's germane to what I'm saying. Fine.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no equivalence to the times where I have been angry with people and, you know, even yelled at them to him just coming on and being unhinged. I mean, look, I'm sorry to say this, right? But I'm going to say it. He's a 30-some-year-old adult. But he comes across as a teenager who thinks he's smarter than he is. And so he did himself an immense disservice in this last appearance.
Yeah, it was definitely polarizing, I guess.
Wait till you see it. Listen to me. My words pale to describe how insanely he behaved and how he miserably failed to account for the combinatorial problem referring to random variation. You see, they just assume that random variations will occur and that there's a sufficient pool of random variation for natural selection to take advantage of. But what he doesn't understand that the amount of time and trials in a universe where you had a trillion squared Earth-like planets, you get that number? A trillion squared Earth-like planets. That even in such a scenario of 14 billion years, there's not enough time and trials for random variations to code for even one protein.
Well, there's also the part too where there's a lot of things in nature that could not develop step by step. I actually just read an article issued by Stanford that was against that.
I agree with you. It was on fine tuning.
They ignore this problem. Yeah.
Because they've drunk the Kool-Aid and the dogma that evolution is true. They just ignore the problem as, well, we don't understand how it happened, but we're working on it.
Gotcha. Yeah. Well, I was just going to continue to say that it's an interesting article. It's obviously for evolution. But every time that they appeal to some fact, they just go, well, this guy's an expert. He said it in this book. Go read it. We're right. And I just found that funny because they never actually bring an argument to the table.
I got a quote here for you, and you can look this up yourself. Dr. Eugene Koonin, K-O-O-N-I-N. He's a world-renowned expert on evolution and microbiology, right? He's an anti-creationist. He wrote a book called The Logic of Chance, Defending Biological Evolution. In this book, he says, you ready for this? Mm-hmm. I mean, this is shocking. And I'm going to paraphrase him because I don't have the book open. But in several places, he repeats the proposition that evolution is virtually statistically impossible. But in a multiverse, it's guaranteed. Now, if there's enough time and trials within a grandiose single one-off universe, there would be absolutely no need whatsoever to invoke a multiverse. You see, introducing a multiverse is an ad hoc reference. It's a form of special pleading to get out of the statistical improbability. It's kind of like this. If it wasn't for the hundreds of thousands or millions of people playing the lottery, then nobody would win, okay?
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Now, so if you have hundreds of thousands or millions of people over the course of a short period of time, you're going to get somebody at random that gets within striking distance to overcome the improbability due to the number of trials vis-a-vis the improbability.